This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 1st, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is the proposed final audit report on the United Association Political Education Committee, AO9-27. There's been a question as to whether this document needs any votes to put up for public comment. It's my understanding that it has been made blue. It is available for public comment. I assume we can put it in the Weekly Digest so that it is available for public comment. If there's anything further we need to do, but it's my understanding that this, as it's been made blue as an agenda document, is available for public comment, and we can certainly find some way to highlight it on the website if that would satisfy people. Commissioner McGann?
It's not a rulemaking. It's a interpretation of an existing rule. If we don't have to formally vote, that's fine. We're just asking the question to make sure.
Yeah.
And if it's out there and people
it's
can
it's my understanding,
on it,
and I'll look at Ms. Smith to tell me if there's anything else we need to do. Thank you.
Okay. I just want someone to come back later and say, this doesn't really count because it wasn't. All right. Thank you.
If we can consider it's without objection, since I don't hear anybody objecting.
The next item is the audit report on Agenda Document 1142, Audit AO9-27. Ms. Moss, Ms. Northern, please proceed when ready.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before the Commission is the proposed final audit report on the United Association Political Education Committee. The report contains three findings. First finding addresses contributions to candidates and political committees. The second finding addresses reporting of independent expenditures and 2440-hour notices. Third finding concerns disclosure transfers. We received edits from Commissioner Weintraub, and we're going to make those edits to this report as well as the following report, which is the final audit report of the Commission.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just so the public knows what those mysterious edits are, they're very small on page 5 of the report at the end of the second paragraph. I just wanted to make sure that we were characterizing the comments of the UAPEX legal counsel as closely as tracking his comments as closely as possible to what he actually said to our auditors. So I have suggested, after discussing this with them, that in the last line where it says comply more fully, that it would we should instead say assist in complying, because that's what he said. Also on page 8, the last sentence before finding 3, I'm suggesting that we just track the language of the cert when we last voted on this on June 15th and substitute for the last sentence before finding 3 on page 8, substitute this sentence: the Commission intends to consider these issues with respect to independent expenditure reporting and make a public statement regarding these issues, period. And that would also address the fact that the way it's written now, it talks about a policy statement. We just put out an interpretive rule, so it would be more in line with what we actually are doing.
Is there any discussion? Is there a motion? Vice Chair Hunter?
Yes, I move approval of agenda document number 11-42 with the changes as described by Commissioner Weintraub.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Ms. Moss and Ms. Northern. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters for the Commission?
There are none.
Thank you. Is there anything further? This meeting is adjourned.